And now, James Gravel.
In the first century A.D., the Apostle Paul asked King Agrippa, "Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?" Acts 26, verse 8. Indeed, why should it be difficult to believe that the God who created the universe and who upholds all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1, verse 3, could raise the dead? The Bible teaches that at the end of the world, Christ will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 through 17. We are not just beings who are composed of two parts, a body and a soul. We also have two choices regarding where we will live in eternity. In Matthew 25, verse 46, Jesus said of those people who had refused to believe and obey him, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment." However, he quickly went on to say, "But the righteous shall go away into eternal life." In Revelation 21, verses 6 through 8, the Apostle John painted a picture of stark contrast between the wicked and the righteous when he wrote, "The cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." What startling alternatives! We can choose either to endure eternal pain in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone, or we can choose to enjoy eternal happiness as a child of the God who has promised to reward those who obey him and who persevere to the end by allowing them to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, verse 17. For those who choose correctly, God will bestow upon them all the blessings of heaven.